Dr. Pascal James Imperato joins us. He's the Dean and Distinguished Service Professor for the School of Public Health at State University of New York's Downstate Medical Center. He's one of the most distinguished experts in the fields of public health and infectious diseases. Dr. Imperato, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, you hear a story like this, fungal meningitis spreading because of a tainted shot, 13,000 possible infections out there, and you wonder, how in the world does something like this happen?
It essentially occurred because compounding pharmacies are not rigorously regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, primarily because the Food and Drug Administration has not been given the authority to do so by Congress. Therefore, the usual and customary regulation in terms of quality and production procedures that the FDA exercises over the production of drugs do not exist with regard to compounding pharmacies.
Well, how did the fungus get into the steroid in the first place?
Well, there are basically two fungi that are probably involved here, and they could even be more than two. They occur in the natural environment, and somehow they were in that environment, and the proper procedures were not followed, and therefore they got into this preparation, methylprednisolone acetate, which was used for spinal injections to help people with low back pain.
What are the symptoms if you happen to got one of the bad injections?
The symptoms can vary very widely, but with these two particular organisms, people could also develop strokes, which we generally do not see with viral or bacterial meningitis, but they may develop a fever, have headache, have double vision, just not feel very well, have nausea, vomiting. And particularly, we have to be aware that they may also develop a stroke because of the placement of this material in their spinal cord, which would then travel up to the base of the brain and which could conceivably cause a stroke in the arteries at the base of the brain.
We understand that this particular kind of fungal meningitis can't be passed from person to person, but is it outbreaks limited to bizarre situations like this one when it gets into a shot, or is there any other way it can be transferred?
Yeah, absolutely. These fungi cannot be transmitted, in this case, from person to person because they're hermetically sealed within the central nervous system and within the spinal fluid of the individuals who receive the shots. However, these fungi can infect people in the general environment, and usually they cause infections of the lung, and oftentimes in people who have some degree of compromise of their immune systems. But on the whole, they generally do not infect normal, healthy people.
Is this the first time this kind of a situation has happened?
Yes, this is the first time that we are aware that this type of situation has happened. And one of the difficulties we have is that given the large numbers of people who were exposed, we don't know what proportion of them may go on not to have any symptoms whatsoever. In other words, their body's immune systems may be able to handle the infection and eliminate it. And this could easily have happened in the past with other types of injections, but we have no record of any such event prior to this one. So this is very unique.
How do you treat something like this?
These infections are not easy to treat. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta has recently issued treatment protocols based on best opinion of leading experts. And so the recommendation is to treat this infection with two separate antifungal agents, both of which have to be given intravenously, and both of which have significant side effects. But there is really no other alternative than to use these two agents, one of which is called voriconazole, and the other is liposomal amphotericin B. And the treatment has to be quite prolonged. And we're not sure at this point just how long it really needs to be. Some experts believe it should be for months, but we're not really sure. And then the patients would have to be followed up with spinal taps to try to assess whether or not they have fully recovered or not.
Got about 30 seconds left here, but we understand this caused 14 deaths. I mean, but it looks like the odds are in your favor to survive if you get it. 169 people have been sickened. Is it people with weakened immune systems, I guess, that are more at risk for having complications?
Yes. Individuals with weakened immune systems who receive this shot would be at greater risk of developing more severe illness and at greater risk of death.
All right. This is Dr. Pascal James Imperato, Dean and Distinguished Service Professor at the School of Public Health at State University of New York's Downstate Medical Center. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate the information.
Thank you.